have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hello, hello, hello. How's everybody doing? Well, it's Thursday, and we're thankful. We give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for sharing with us on today, the Women Winning Pod. Hey, I'm your girl, Loretta Petite, and I am your host of the Loretta Petite Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. Hey, listen, if you'd like to contact me, send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com, LorettaReviews@gmail.com. If you've got an idea for a show topic you'd like me to expound upon, do a little research, put a little salt and pepper and some seasoning on it, hey, listen, let me know what it is, and I'll be more than happy to oblige if I can. I want to give a shout-out to Ms. Kimmy Kim, my awesome producer, and to the Elation Magazine and Radio family. Praise God for you. Let us go to God in prayer. Father, we come today to thank you for everything, everything. You have been our everything. And God, we know that this life sometimes can be a challenge, and we need you even the more during those times, those dark moments, those hard times, oh God, those dark places. Father God, we ask right now that you would cover us and keep us, guide us. Help us to be able to be a help to one another. Help us, Lord God, to feel the need to look back and to give back, to reach back and to pull someone forward with us. So God, we have presented this platform so that we can spread positive news, positive information, and hopefully can be a positive influence. So God, we ask right now that you would guide our thoughts and the words, oh God, that comes straight from my heart. I pray tonight, Lord God, that you will look and have mercy upon every sister that's tuned in, whether she's tuning in on this day or whatever day she's tuning in on. God, we want to say thank you for her and guide her life. We thank you now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Hey, listen, my friends, on Women Winning, we want to, of course, glean from a wonderful book called Successful Women Speak Differently. Valerie Burton is the author of this book. There are many times I use things as inspiration. I use things as springboards to share with you many of the things that's in my heart from the Word of God, because it is positive energy, and we all need positive energy. There are times when I need positive energy more so than other times. There are times when I'm on top of the world and suddenly here comes an arrow, and it just kind of eclipses that wonderful mood or that wonderful spirit or that great energy, and I'm looking and I'm needing and I'm praying for more positive energy, influence, inspiration, encouragement, empowerment, and we need that. So I'm glad to have this platform every Thursday to have an opportunity to share positive energy and inspirations and encouragement to you. So on today, I want to talk to you about confidence, courage, and influence, which is the co-topic or the undertopic of her book, Confidence, Courage, and Influence. When I think about confidence, I think about being able to take that step when it seems like it's difficult, taking that step when it feels like it may embarrass you, or taking that step when you feel like you just might fail, but you're confident in that even if I fail, I can still get a lesson and I can take that step again. So confidence to me, it means that you're going to go out and you're going to do that thing that might not be quite so easy to do. And courage to me, courage means that you're going to take actions in your own life. Courage means that you're going to face every demonic force that comes at you, and you're going to go for what God says to do, even if it seems difficult, even if it seems that the spiritual influence is going to trap you up and trip you. You're going to have the courage to say, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to say that. Courage. I'm going to have the courage to speak up when everybody has told me I better not. I'm going to have the courage to say that's wrong, even though I might get suspended from my job. I'm going to have the courage to say, we're not going to go that route. Even though it seems like it's difficult for me, I'm going to have the courage to speak up, and I'm going to speak up. If I see something, I'm going to say something. I'm going to have the courage to do that. Then we talk about influence. Influence is, you know, finding that that place where you can have people to trust you, and you can share things with people who trust you because they will believe you. And then you'll have the opportunity now to sometimes mold a mind, or sometimes to undergird a heart for things that they aspire to do or things they want to do. With your influence, you can shape an opinion. You can shape a perspective. Your influence is the power in what you have to say to someone. And we all need to recognize our levels of influence. And if more work is needed in that area, then you have got to go and work on that area, that influence, that influential side of you. It means the most, especially if you're an upstanding individual. That influence that you have can be a blessing to people's lives. I thank God for my journey in the broadcast field. I had people's ears and their hearts, kind of like the podcast, and I just, you know, they would call in and we would have discussions and conversations online, offline, and they learned to trust me. And so that many times I would say, I'm not going to patronize XYZ business anymore. I never could say, you don't do it. That was against, you know, the rules. You don't tell a person you can't go to that business or you can't eat at that restaurant. But I will say, I'm not going to do it because of my experiences, or I'm not going to do this or that or the other. But because of the power of my influence, they would stop patronizing as well in some cases. So influence is very, very important. And that simply means whatever your brand is, be true to that brand, because people are expecting that from you. When you show up, there are certain things people are expecting from you. They don't expect you to be somebody else. They expect you to be you. When they call you and ask you to be on their program, they're expecting you to bring you. You don't come on their program and act like, you know, Mary J. Blige. You don't come on their program, you know, and act like Loretta Devine. You come on that program and you be you. So your influence is very, very important, because when they invite you, they're inviting you on the power of your influence. You have touched them in some way, and they want you, the package. So they want you. So be you. So confidence, courage, and influence, those things are very, very important. And then on the flip side, I want to just give a few words about your upwards, I guess I would call it the way that you would carry yourself as a woman, especially as a woman of God, a woman that you where you want to be a role model. And sometimes we don't want to be role models. That's too much responsibility. That's what I hear people say. But as believers, your life is going to be follow worthy anyway if you uphold the brand of Christian. So as we look at women winning at life, we say, well, we all are alive. We all are winning. Not necessarily we are alive, but there's a difference in, you know, living and surviving. Somebody broke it down to the very nitty-gritty, living and surviving. We all survive because God has given us air in our body. We survive. You know, we are alive. But to really be living, to really be living in the sense of being successful. Yes, we all are living and we are surviving, but in the sense of success, many of us, we fail by comparison of others. And, you know, we're going to always have somebody doing better than us. I'm not trying to say that. But when you have made like a host of bad choices, I mean a host of bad decisions, and then they're becoming compounded. And, you know, it's just making your life a living hell. You are living like a pauper. I told my child, I'm going to stop living like a pauper. That is not how God created me. I am the head and not the tail. I must confess this. I am above and not beneath. I must confess this. And you must confess this. You know, our lives should be lives that could be on display because of our walk. And because, of course, you know, that we believe in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the psalmist wrote the word, I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And if you say, well, yeah, I felt forsaken. Many of the people in the Bible felt forsaken too, but it was just because in those times, God just was not speaking. In those times, God was doing a great work. In between the Old Testament and the New Testament, that was a silent period for so many. But yet God was still doing a work. He was still taking care of his own. He was still guiding us, and he was still showing the way, sending people into their lives, their blessing. But as it relates to God literally speaking, like he did many times throughout the Bible, they were not hearing from God. The prophets, they were, of course, being used, and sometimes they weren't not being used as often by God, but they were being used. So there are times when we may feel forsaken, but I want you to know that God has not forsaken us as believers. He has not. I know we say, well, we wanted him to show up before we got into a late fee. We wanted him to show up before we got the eviction notice. We wanted God to show up before that other job ended, knowing that between that job and the next job, we don't have funds. We wanted God to show up before this or before that or before the other. I want you to know that, but when God shows up, God is always on time. You don't serve a late God. You don't serve a God who forgets. You don't serve a God who forsakes. You don't serve a God who disowns. God is even married to the backslider. Hey, God is with you. God is for you. And if you have found that you have been a child of disobedience, guess what? Man may point their fingers at you, and man may judge you, but God is waiting for that repentance, for God will forgive you. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I wanted to jump on that one. God will forgive you. There are so many people that's checking out because they believe or feel that God won't forgive them. Yes, he will. God is a forgiving God. God does let us go, however, to a reprobate mind where he more or less takes his hand off of us, not forsaking us because he still can be found, but letting you do your own thing, do what you want to do, and you just reap those consequences without having God to intervene. But we don't ever want that. We want God to intervene. We want the Holy Spirit to arrest us. We want the Holy Spirit to tell us, you are wrong, you're too far left, or you're too far right. That's what we want. We want, when we raise our voice and say that thing, for Holy Spirit to convict us. That's what we want. When we do a thing, we want the Holy Spirit to say, that is not right. Go back and fix it. That's what we want. That's when we know that God is yet working in our lives. So stay encouraged, because God is not forsaking you. You might forsake God, but God is not forsaking you. So as we look at women winning at life, let's focus on doing the positive, doing the right thing for the right reasons. And you might feel like the timing is not good. It is always a good time to do the right thing. Now, you may say, well, I can't speak out about it right now. Well, don't speak out about it right now. But there's a time that you need to speak out about it. You have things that you have to do, but you might be in a situation where, well, I can't do it in this present company. Well, don't do it in that present company, but do it as soon as you have the opportunity, because it is the right thing to say or the right thing to do. So here we go. Sister Girl says that she wants to give us a script for success. And Sister Girl, again, is the author, Valerie Burton, of the book Successful Women Speak Differently. She's saying, here's your script for success. She says, successful women don't gossip. So right there, I want to say this. There are some times we do fall prey to gossip. My belief on gossip is this. I'm going to talk about you if you did something to hurt me. And I'm needing to get some feedback from somebody else on how I should approach you and how I should deal with this. Someone who is God-fed and God-led. I would need to know, what does the Holy Ghost say inside of you? Because I'm all jumbled up and I'm getting into my feelings. You tell me how you think I should deal with what this woman has just done to me. So in my definition of gossip, that's not gossip. That's my story. That's my pain. That's me crying for help. Now, what I would consider gossip, and you may or may not agree with me, is when I'm a third party, I'm an onlooker, and I'm telling all your business, And I'm saying, girl, I went over to her house, and this is what they do over there, and this is how she keeps it, and this is what they, then to me, that's gossip. Now, because I'm trying to bring shame to your name, I'm not lifting you up, I'm dragging you down. So that's what I consider gossip. For those of you who may not have thought about it deeply enough, to share your pain, to share your story, to look for answers from a wise woman, sister, husband, brother, that's not gossip. That's things that happened to you, and you're trying to find a way to approach it prayerfully and with wisdom. So, yes, you pray, but many times your feelings get in the way because you're so wound up tight. You're so angry about what someone has done to you, and you're trying to figure out, how do I fix this? How do I handle that? And yes, to seek wise counsel is great. That's not gossip, in my opinion. However, again, gossip is when you're a third party, this had nothing to do with you, but you're all in the Kool-Aid and you're sharing the flavor and you're telling people all the nasty negative things about someone else, killing your sister's character behind her back. To me, that's gossip. So Sister Ryder Burton here, Valerie says, successful women don't gossip. We don't have time for that. We don't have time to be a third party to your situation. We don't have time to care a whole lot about whether you sweep your porch, whether you mop your porch, or whether you leave all the trash that's gathered on your porch. That's your business. However, if I have to walk on your porch, I may say something to you. Girl, hand me that broom. Let me sweep this. Okay? But I don't need to share what I do because as alms I'm doing it from my heart. I don't have to share. Girl, I have to go over to so-and-so's house and sweep her porch. Well, if you have to say that, then don't do it, basically. All right, that's my take on that. Also, she said, if you have an issue with someone, she says, be authentic and address it with them. If a person has an issue that does not concern you, keep your judgments to yourself. Exactly what I said. Keep your judgments to yourself. Keep your mouth off of other people. She gives this other script for success. She says, do not write anything online, whether email, text, or social media, that you do not want to keep, that you do not want kept as a record. Because you might put it on there for 20 minutes or 15 minutes and take it down. Honey, about 100 people probably done screenshot that message. They got your stuff. You don't want it to come back up in your face, but you put it out there. So chances are you just might see it again, even though you took it down. So if you don't want a thing to come back up, to show back up, then don't do it. I want to just sort of put a pin there for a quick moment to deal with something else. You want to be successful, but you put all kinds of embarrassing stuff online, and your next employer might be checking it out. Because when I deal with businesses, I Google them or I go to my my university deep research and find out more about that company. And sometimes I want to know what's happening. So likewise, that company is doing a little deep research on you. They're looking at all your social pages. And, you know, that stuff that you put on there, you know, where you're slightly clad with clothes, you know, you're doing your little booty dances and, you know, you're saying all kind of things. You're so drunk, you're falling over. Some companies will say, no, that's not going to help our brand. And so you lose the job before you get it because you didn't conduct yourself online properly. I'm just saying. And God forbid that you're sleeping around with someone and y'all videoing the act and you let him keep the video. All of that's wrong. I mean, nothing in that thing I just said is right. Nothing. Nothing. Because that kind of stuff can come back up to bite you, to ruin your life. So you just got to be careful. If you don't want something to come back up and be kept as a record with anyone, don't do it, okay? She says, your script for success, speaking differently sometimes means not speaking at all. Speaking differently, it's the name of her book. Speaking differently sometimes means not speaking at all. There are times when I ignore people. I'm not proud of that fact, but it is a coping mechanism. If somebody walks up to me and call me out of my name, rather than me jumping up, you know, wanting to argue back and forth with them, or push them, slap them, punch them, fight them, or anything like that, I simply ignore them. Because for number one, I know my name. And for number two, I don't answer to that name. So if you're talking to me and you call me out my name, I'm just ignoring you because I speak differently in that I don't feel that everything said to me garners a response. And everything I'm called doesn't garner an answer from me because I don't answer to that. So know that. You don't have to get indignant with someone who's indignant or someone who's ignorant. You don't have to do that. You know, you don't have to drop down to somebody's level that's calling you out. Some people feel like they have to address everything or every time someone calls them out. You know, that's child's play to me. That's immaturity. When I was a child, the Bible says, reports the writer, I thought as a child, and I did things as a child, but when I became an adult, I put away childish things. Now, you know, you may need to, you know, adapt to my way and use ignoring people as a coping mechanism. Because if they're going to call you out of your name, you have got to know you don't even look in their direction. You don't even hear their voice. You do not need to respond to everything you're called. Now, when someone gets into your personal space, get into your face, now that's a horse, as my mother would say, a horse of a different color. Now, they get into my personal space, they get into my face. Yes, that calls for a response. If I can't pick up my purse, like I heard Toni Braxton say one day, she said, oh, my exit purse. So if you can't just do that because they're all up in your face, you know, almost basically touching you, then you have to address it. You're going to have to deal with it. Yeah, you might have to put your boxing gloves on, unfortunately, because everybody doesn't understand how to respect your personal space, and they get up in your face, and next thing you know, they're trying to swing on you and stuff like that. So that's a horse of a different color. But if you can excuse yourself so that you won't have to deal with, you know, that type of behavior, then do that. You know, do that. By all means, seek peace. The Bible says seek peace with all men. That's what the Lord says, seek peace with all men. You know, many times you're going to get it. Sometimes you might not, but seek it. Go after it. Find a peaceful way to deal with the situation. And sometimes I know that there are people that are so humbug, they're so mad at life. They're angry black women. They are just mad at life. I love them. I want to talk to them, but I can't call them often. Because what ends up happening is they end up, you know, bringing me down because the things that they are saying is from a cockeyed point of view, from an angry point of view, you know, and I tried to correct some things. Well, that's not really how it went, or that's not really how it goes. That's not what that really means, but they're hell-bent on believing what they want to believe, and so they want to wallow in that world, and even though you love them and you want to, you know, be there for them, you just sometimes got to excuse yourself, and you can't call them often because it will drain you. I know it drains me, and I must be careful with that. So, yes, speaking differently means sometimes not speaking at all. And as I said, and the author also agrees with me, everything does not deserve a response. And we've got to know that. We've got to know that in our knower. Everything does not deserve a response. Amen. So I hope today I shared something that enlightened you or reminded you of something you already knew or encouraged you in some way. It is so very important that we take time to encourage each other. I used to be the person, never wanted you to tell me about scripture because I thought, I know scripture. No, but if you want to come and tell me and you want to rattle off your 10 top scriptures to me, hey, because I'm going through a little something, I'm going to let you. Because, hey, none of us know it all. And even though I might know those scriptures, I feel blessed that you think enough of me to share those scriptures with me in my trying time, in my hard and dark days. I'm grateful. So you move from immaturity to maturity, and instead of stopping people from telling you the word, you appreciate them telling you the word, even though you know the word. to appreciate it because they took the time and cared enough to share with you the very best. And the very best is the word of God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hey, listen, don't forget to look for us on Clubhouse on Friday night at 9 p.m. From Ashes to Beauty. Check us out. Come and join the conversation. You have a voice, and you have an opportunity to share in the conversation. That's every Friday night. I've been kind of like a little missing in action because I've had things going on my Friday night. But on Friday night at 9 p.m., come and check out the conversation. And, you know, you're not held hostage. Whenever you want to leave, you can leave. But if you want to come and share what the Lord has told you or the Lord has shown you or how God has fixed things for you or how you can fit into that conversation, go to Clubhouse and look for From Ashes to Beauty. Hey, listen, I love you guys. Thank you, Kimmy Kim, for all that you do. Don't forget now, this is Women History Month, Love on a Sister. Remind a sister, post something about a woman who's done something awesome, whether she's living or deceased. She's done something awesome. And tell us what she's done. It is Women's History Month. And also don't forget that we're coming up on Easter real soon, and I want to do the last seven sayings. So I'm going to probably be calling some of you to share that as well. God bless you. I love you guys with the love of the Lord for real, for real, for real, for real. And if you want to reach out to me, you can send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. Until next time, may God bless you and may God keep you in the words of Maya Angelou. Hey, listen, phenomenal woman, that's you. Phenomenal woman, that's me. Talk to you soon. God bless. Bye-bye.
You say you feel defeated and you're down for the count. You feel like life has thrown you blows. God ain't been around, but I've come to encourage you, so hold your head high, know that God is in your corner now, no more inner lies, you are a winner, you just can't lose. Than a conqueror, Jesus in you. You are a winner. You are born to win. Hoover and a chaos, more than a conqueror, power within. You are a winner. Just don't understand. No, I understand you very.